John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
He will be appearing tonight at the Colonial Theater, and you can get tickets through thecolonialtheater.com. There's one show. There's one show only, and all you got to do... What, are you looking for a charger?
But, yeah, we're looking for a charger, but you're messing up the flow, okay? You're doing great right now. Yeah. Okay. So we got a few tickets left.
Got a few tickets left, and you can have going to thecolonialtheater.com. Preacher Lawson is our guest. You got it. You got it.
It's on there. I did get it.
You got it.
Man. So, fancy charger.
I'm trying to charge. Okay, because I got the oldest iPhone ever. It's like it's like the generation after the iFlip. It's so old, man. And I'm trying to order the new iPhone because I lost my other one. Right? Because I lost the other one because I wasn't sober.
I mean,
you know, what's your definition of sober? You know what I mean? I don't drink alcohol. But I was walking past some people and they might have been. Anyway, listen, I'm getting a new phone, and that's all that matters. No, it's my first time in Philly. I'm just glad y'all have me. Thank you so much for having me.
Now let's start here, all right? First off, did your parents name you this, and did they expect you to have a different occupation?
My mom named me it when I was 2 weeks old.
Okay.
I put
a lot of thought into it.
Yeah, I know, right? I don't know what I was doing. I mean, what could I say in 2 weeks? A goo goo ga ga goo. Can I get a wow? No, no. Just changing the milk and the wine. She was like, wait a second. Why is he walking on his bathtub water? That's my name, though. It's a nickname, but like, I'll tell people my name, and then they hear it, but they don't hear it. So I'll be like, hey, my name is Preacher. And they'll be like, Richard? And I'm like, no, it's Preacher. Preston? It's like, I'm black, man. Like, you know my name's not Preston. There's no such thing as a black Preston. There's not one black Preston. And if there is one, there's one. Like, there's one black Preston, and they probably get called Black Preston. Like, that's not really the So, but, you know, people get mad. Some people, like, might get mad. They're like, because I'll be like, when they're preaching, they'll be like, are you an actual pastor? I'm like, nah, I'm not. I'm not calling you that. And I'm like, well, I got news for you. Hey, Zeus, he ain't really Jesus, okay? Calm down. Dr. Dre's not a doctor, okay? No one's getting shot like, somebody play gin and juice. Anyway, laid back. Oh, thank you, man. I was about to die. Thank you. Thank God you had that Spotify subscription. But yeah,
now you're from Portland.
I was born in Portland.
You're born in Portland.
Yeah.
Black cop population.
That was funny, man. Nah, man. I was the black population. Right? There's three black people in Portland. There's two because I left. There's two black people there. Nah, but a lot of people don't even know that. But Oregon is actually where they grow white people. And there's no black people there, man. I was famous there, though. I always walk down the street. People like, hey, man, what up, Preacher? You know, I walk down the street and where else? They're like, hey, man, get out the street. You're like, you in the way? But, no, I was born in Portland, Oregon. And I grew up in Memphis, Tennessee, where they grow black people. And that's different.
That's very different.
Oh, my gosh, it's real different. Yeah, so. Yeah. It was different growing up for me.
Yeah, in Memphis, Elvis was the out of place guy.
Yeah, was he? Oh, okay, good. I used to live down the street from his house.
Really?
I never went because I just never listened to his music. I mean, do y'all play Elvis here?
No.
Okay. I was like, I'm gonna be dissing y'all. And then, yeah. No, but I heard he has like carpet on his ceiling or something.
Really?
Yeah. He has like he has carpet on his planes or something. I don't know. I used to live down the street. I never went. But because I think you had to pay to get in.
Yeah, right. That's it. Exactly.
Yeah.
Come on.
If I went in there, that's because I broke in there. You know what I mean?
It's got to be a fence somewhere you're going
to
drop.
Anything from age 0 to 18, if I got in the place, no, I just get arrested on the way out. I grew up in Memphis and most of my adolescence, because I moved around a lot. Like the first time I went to a school for a year, I was like in eighth grade. So.
Wow.
Yeah, seventh grade, I was in like three different schools. Sixth grade, three different schools. I moved a lot.
Right. So was family running from something?
I feel like it, man. I mean, people always ask, they're like, is the military? And I'm like, well, kind of, you know.
Get on the ground!
You know, that's similarity. You know what's funny is my mom really did that. Like, I'm not even making that up. Like, one time, I remember she's like, get on the ground. And then there was like someone outside. I don't remember what happened after that, but we're live. So, but yeah, man, it was, we just moved around a lot. I don't know. I think my mom was a drug dealer. I don't know.
now about yourself, because this is your first time you're in the studio. We don't know all that much about you. Are you married, single? What's the story there?
Technically, I'm married, but I cheat. So it's all good. And I'm just playing. I'm just joking. I'm joking. You see your face? You see your face? You're like, oh my God. You need to change your name from preacher. No.
Black no, Preston.
That's funny. No, I'm single, man. I'm single because I got caught. No, I'm joking. She didn't catch me. But I'm single, and I've been single about a year now.
Okay, all right. Dating?
I mean, I was. You know, what's funny. I was actually thinking this week that I want to start dating. You know what I mean? Because I mean, I'm not really dating. I'm just kind of. I'm here. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
You know what
I mean? Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you're young. You know, you're young. You're single. I'm dating you tonight.
So I was thinking this week, I was like, maybe I'll start dating again. I mean,
college is back in session. It's a good time, too.
Yeah. Great. You know what, man? I don't know, man. I feel like I'm. It's getting weird now because college kids are looking like kids.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Right, dude.
Yeah. They're looking like kids. And I'm like, man, you know, it's weird that you look like a kid, but you got a big booty. And it's weird. You know what I mean? Like, this is weird. But so, I always think I'm young. I still think I'm young. Don't get me wrong. I'm young. But like, I think I'm younger than I am, and then I'll have like a 20-year-old come behind me and tap me on the shoulder and then look on the other side and like, I got you. And I'm like, yeah, I'm old. I'm getting older because they thought that was funny. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, man. But,
what is your woman?
Oh, no kids, by the way. No kids.
No kids? Okay. No, that's good.
No. I hate when people do that joke, man. It's like we heard it multiple times. Anyway, go ahead.
What kind of woman are you looking for? What is your type?
Preferably alive.
Okay. No. That's always good.
Yeah, the necrophiliac.
I love funny women. I love funny. You just can't be funnier than me. I feel like that's disrespectful. Because you know I'm a comedian. Like, what are you doing? You know, like, my ex is hilarious. You know what else she is? My ex. Don't disrespect me. No, I'm joking. No, she's great. All my exes are pretty cool. I get pretty lucky. I get really lucky with women. And I get a good girlfriend every time. And then I'm like, how do I ruin this? Too happy right now, and I need to ruin. But I just like funny, man. Funny, funny and pretty, I guess. I don't know, really. I don't really care anything. And ambition. I care about ambition.
Right,
but
so, right,
if you're pretty and funny, you don't got to have
ambition. Okay.
As long as you make me laugh, and you know what I mean?
Right.
You got to have two of the three. Okay, you can have ambition and looks, or funny and looks, right, or the other ones.
Looks and booty.
Yeah. The booty. Yeah, my booty can't be bigger than yours. That's my only rule. You know what I mean? If you sit down and we're the same height, we get married. I want that. But I'm not picky, man. I'm really not picky, man. I mean, some guys won't date girls as tall than them. I'll jump up. Get this level. You know what I mean?
No, you're in his camp with that.
Yeah. I love tall women.
You love tall women? Yeah, are you married to a tall woman?
Well, yes, I am.
Hey.
7'2".
That's cool. Shut up, man.
Yao Ming.
7'2".
All right. Like she was in the WNBA. Yeah.
Well, we know who's a spoon in that relationship.
Hold me, baby.
I got you. Why do you sound like that, Linda?
All right, oh, he was close. The L.I.
Preacher Larson is appearing tonight for one show and one show only. This is going to be your only opportunity to see him, and I think you're going to be incredibly pleased. You can get tickets at thecolonialtheater.com because he is performing at the Colonial Theater. Do you know the history of this theater? Have they gone through this with you?
Yeah, they told me some of that, and I feel like I'm not worthy to be there, but they're paying me. So I'm going to go ahead and do it anyway, but they did tell me a little bit. He told me a little bit about the history, and it's pretty cool, man.
Right.
So I think it's pretty cool to be a part of that too. So.
All right. Well, you'll have fun there tonight, and thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me.
It was great to meet you.
That's John DeBella.
Stop what you're doing, because I'm about to blow your mind.
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. text Jason to 45911, and we'll send the link straight to your phone.